USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden holds a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen of Denmark in the Oval Office this afternoon. Then later in the afternoon, President welcomes the Kansas City Chiefs football team to the White House. They are there to celebrate their championship season and victory in Super Bowl 57. As GOP presidential hopefuls converged on Iowa over the weekend, one Republican presidential candidate talked to local voters last night.
Nikki Haley faced registered GOP caucus voters on topics that ranged from foreign policy to the economy. One person on CNN asked the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. about her abortion policy.
I am unapologetically pro-life.
After applause, Haley said that is her choice.
But I'm not pro-life because the Republican Party tells me to be. I'm pro-life because my husband was adopted. I'm pro-life because I had trouble having both of my children, so I am surrounded by blessings.
She said she'd never judge a woman for being pro-choice. Polls have her a distant third to former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm Jerry Barmash.
After revelations about Prince Harry's drug use, a U.S. court will hear a challenge over his visa. His U.S. immigration records are about to be unsealed as the Heritage Foundation sues the government to find out if it lawfully granted his visa. American immigration law dictates evidence of past drug use is grounds to reject an application. The case will be heard tomorrow in Washington, D.C. St. Louis, Missouri officials say a child who was shot Sunday is in critical condition. The 9-year-old was wounded while playing in his front yard near Interstate 270. Police say he was hit in the crossfire of shots that likely came from a car. Some next-door neighbors say they narrowly missed being hit as well. The name of the 9-year-old boy has not been released, but police say he was not the intended target. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jeremy Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.
The FBI is expected to bring a document to Capitol Hill today that a whistleblower at the FBI alleges it contains a $5 million criminal bribery scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national. This after Republican House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer threatened to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress for ignoring a previous subpoena. The body of one of three men missing following a recent partial apartment building collapse in Davenport, Iowa, has been found. 42-year-old Brandon Colvin Sr.'s remains have been located, but the city isn't exactly saying where in the building the remains were found. Apple is expected to announce what analysts say could be the biggest product since the Apple Watch.
Apple's mixed reality headset will offer both virtual reality and augmented reality. It overlays virtual images onto live video of the real world. Now, the rollout is expected to highlight the annual Apple Developers Conference in suburban San Francisco. It comes as Meta has announced a new version of its popular VR headset. The Quest 3 will cost about $500. Apple's new headset will run about $3,000. I'm Laura Winters.
In basketball, the Miami Heat put together a strong fourth quarter on the way to a 111-108 victory over the Denver Nuggets at Ball Arena last night. The best of seven finals is tied at one. Lance Pry, USA News.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.